This is the Eye on Potatoes, brought to you by the National Potato Council. The Eye is the place to tune in for conversations with growers and thought leaders on advocacy, production, and all things potatoes. Now, here's your host, Lane Nordland.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Eye on Potatoes podcast. I'm your host, Lane Nordland. And as we get closer to wrapping up 2022 and looking towards the new year, that means that Potato Expo 2023 will be here shortly. Of course, the event will take place January 4th through the 5th in Denver, Colorado at the Gaylord Rockies Resort. And Potato Expo, of course, is where the entire potato supply chain comes together. There's nothing like it out there. It is truly a one-of-a-kind event for every sector of the industry to come together and do all things potatoes. And at this year's Potato Expo, there is going to be a celebrity edition of This Spuds For You, a cooking competition hosted by none other than Ted Allen, the host of Chopped and Chopped Jr. We have celebrity chef Duff Goldman teamed up with chef Jason Morse, who will be going head-to-head in the cooking competition with Potatoes USA chef RJ Harvey and our friend and Food Network personality, Chef Simon Majumdar. This, no doubt, will be one of the key highlights of Potato Expo 2023. And I should mention that registration is open. And after November 5th, rates for registration will go up. So make sure and get registered for Potato Expo 2023 today. Well, getting to the meat of today's podcast, we're actually going to throw it back to Potato Expo 2022. It's a conversation that I had with Chef Simon Majumdar at the expo itself. He will share more about the versatility of potatoes, his favorite potato dish, and what he has in store for consumers at Potato Expo. Again, we're throwing it back to Potato Expo 2022. It's a great preview for us to get ready for Potato Expo 2023. We'll be back, but first, a big thank you to our sponsor of the podcast, our friends at Syngenta.
Syngenta cares about potato producer productivity and offers a wide variety of seed treatment options, protecting your investment from the beginning. Syngenta's all-liquid seed treatment Cruiser Max Potato offers protection from harmful insect pests, including Colorado potato beetle, green pea aphid, and leafhoppers. Additionally, Cruiser Max Potato delivers immediate protection against fungal diseases. Contact your local retailer for more information. Cruiser Max Potato, Cruiser 5FS, Dynasty or Maxim MZ to find out what best fits your farm needs. Welcome to the podcast. We're recording this at the 2022 Potato Expo in Anaheim, California. And Chef Simon Majumdar joins us. Chef, thank you for being with us here today.
It's a pleasure. And I just got, when you were introducing, I just got why it's called Eye of the Potato.
Yes.
I just got it. That's fantastic. Of course. It didn't hit me before.
Well, I'm glad that you had that aha moment. It probably took me a little while. but I tell you what, I always like, sometimes I joke, I said, this show should be called This Spuds For You or the Potato Bite Show or something like that. But I'm glad you caught on to that, because as a cattle rancher that enjoys potatoes with every meal, it took me a little while to catch on to that. But Chef, thank you for joining us here today. And obviously, you are participating with this expo and really showing the creativity that anyone can do when it comes to preparing potatoes. What does it mean to you, before we talk about your role on the main stage? What's it mean to come here and interact with the producers and industry growers that are attending Potato Expo?
Well, I think one of the key things for me is when I travel around the country, which obviously is a little harder now, but normally, under normal circumstances, the thing I love to do most of all is to liaise with the producers, because there's so much passion in any industry. But I notice particularly in the potato industry, this is my second expo. Last time was in Austin. I had a great time, so I was determined to come back when I was invited again. And I just find there's so much passion there, and there's so much kind of joy in dealing with this product, because it's a product that everybody loves. It's a product I love. I mean, I'm from Britain. Yeah, we love our potatoes. We love our fish and chips. And it's also an ingredient that I have a lot of enjoyment with because of our history. It has such an amazing history. And I run a food history podcast called Eat My Globe, where I talk about the history of ingredients. And the very first one I ever did to kind of check out the water was on fish and chips. And as part of that, I did the history of the potato. So, you know, I've even got here lists of all kinds of things about the history of the potato through the centuries. And so it's an ingredient that I love. The producers are people who I love too. So for me, just being part of Potato Expo is really special.
Now, you came down from Los Angeles, so not too far of a journey. Before we started the recording, I mentioned I came down from Montana. It was 29 below zero. We were really enjoying that 99 degree increase in heat coming down here. But for yourself, when you have the opportunity, whether it's in front of a live audience or an audience here at Expo, to be able to showcase your love of food and cooking, what is it? What's that feeling that goes through you when you're up on stage doing these demonstrations and really highlighting a food product like potatoes?
Well, I think a lot of it is interactive. So when I do demos, I do a lot of demos around the country for different events. I always ask for questions. I said, ask me what I'm doing. Ask me about the ingredients. Ask me about my life, you know, the work that I do, whether this is on, you know, Food Network or my demos or on the podcast that I do. And so I like that interaction because what happens is I always say, if you're in contact with someone who's on the Food Network, whether it's me or one of the other great chefs on the Food Network, and you don't ask them questions and you're interested in food, then kind of shame on you because you should take that opportunity. And I love telling stories. I see myself as an educator. I'm a writer kind of by profession more than I call myself a chef. I call myself a writer. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, write reviews and I've written a number of books. And most of those are telling the tales about the ingredients that we eat, about the people that we meet, about my travels around the world, you know, and particularly, again, we're talking about potatoes. Everywhere I travel in the world, I'm finding potato dishes and finding potatoes being used in so many different ways. And that's kind of exciting for me. And in fact, tomorrow when I'm on stage doing demonstrations, I'm actually going to Korea and I'm going to India. My father's homeland was India. So I'm going to be creating potato dishes from those regions, which I just think is fantastic.
Yes.
And to be able to share those, because a lot of people necessarily, they're working hard and they're at home. So maybe the dishes they're doing are pretty basic or simplistic because they're having to feed their families. Mm-hmm. So for me to go, well, actually, if you do this, look, you could get this whole new world out of something as simple, relatively, as a potato.
And when we talk about home cooking, COVID changed consumers' habits so much when it came to they had to dine at home. Mm. What were some of the recipes that you maybe shared during the lockdown and just trying to connect with consumers saying, hey, we're here for you and, you know, having a nice warm meal. And of course, we're talking about potatoes. How did that change in any type of recipes that you were providing that at-home experience and to help people understand that, hey, cooking, anyone can do it. It's just following the steps and putting all your effort into it, and anyone can do it.
Well, I do think that's absolutely true. Anyone can do it. And one of the things, I don't say there's any benefit to the pandemic and to the lockdowns that we've had. Of course, there haven't, and too many people have obviously, you know, suffered from that. But one of the things that you could get from it is you were able to spend time cooking at home. And I did. I spent a lot of time in the kitchen. Quite frankly, for me, the kitchen was my safe space. Mm-hmm. So when we were having problems, when I was feeling depressed, as a lot of us were, my wife said, go and play in the kitchen. So I was creating dishes, and potatoes to me are a constant in my pantry, constant. Different styles of potatoes, whether they're colored potatoes, whether they're the big potatoes that you're making mashed potatoes of. So I was showing people some of the kind of very fine dining elements of mashed potatoes, the Robuchon mashed potatoes from France, which I've been lucky enough to eat when he was cooking them. He's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. That are basically as much butter as they are potatoes, and they're whipped, and they're a particular type of potato. But other dishes that I've experienced from around the world. So, in fact, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a dish that I demonstrated recently, an aloo gobi, which is an Indian dish, which is cauliflower and potatoes in a curry sauce. So I'm going to be demonstrating that.
Can I come up on stage and get a sample of that?
You can definitely come up on stage and taste it. But then things from Argentina. So one of the dishes that I remember eating in Buenos Aires was a warm kind of potato salad. And it was, so basically frying potatoes. I use an air fryer. I love air fryers. Mm-hmm. And they're wonderful with potatoes. They are one of the best pieces of equipment if you've got potatoes, because you can do chips in them. I do French fries, I do chips, I do all kinds of stuff. But just these little beautiful potatoes, really new and fresh and young, got a really snap to them. Just frying them in the air fryer and then tossing them in olive oil, garlic, shallots, chives, parsley, and a little bit of red pepper, tiny bit of red pepper. And you serve this kind of just above room temperature, not boiling hot, and you serve it with salmon or you serve it with steak, and it's just incredible. So something simple that you could do at home in your air fryer, I think, is really fantastic.
Oh, Simon, it's lunchtime for me right now, and I am just craving to eat what you just discussed. And when you are having that opportunity to come here and discuss potatoes and do these recipes, obviously we just discussed that wonderful recipe with curry, which...
Alu gobi.
I'm gonna have to look that up since it's air fryer appropriate. I think I can pull that one off. What overall, when you look back to consuming potatoes, what is that favorite recipe of all time that you go back to that is just that comfort food through a potato?
Well, for me, I think like for so many people, it is that very comforting side. And I'll go back to fish and chips because I come from Britain, mm-hmm. and fish and chips is the national dish of Great Britain. You know, it actually has a fascinating history. You know, it was the Portuguese Jewish people who came into Britain who fried fish, and then it was Belgians who came into Britain who made the French fry potatoes, and they met up in Britain and ended up selling them together and created fish and chips back in the 1860s. Fascinating history.
Yes.
But for me, coming from the north of England, that's fish and chip territory, kind of the headquarters of great fish and chips. And being a young boy when I was in my teens, coming home from shopping or coming home from a football match in England and stopping off at a takeout and getting a big thing of fish and chips with salt and vinegar splashed all over it and eating it probably in the rain as I walked home from my team losing at soccer, which was fairly common, but eating these warm, tasty fish and chips. And now when I make fish and chips at home, the smell of that just is this very Proustian thing. Mm-hmm. It just takes me immediately back to being a teenager again and having fun. And particularly when you splash a little bit, if people haven't done this, splash a little bit of malt vinegar on your French fries when they come out of the thing, and the smell is just incredible. And it, for me, it just takes me back. So that to me is the most kind of comforting smell. And to be honest, I'm asked this a lot as a, you know, my last meal would be a great plate of fish and chips.
Well, again, thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining the members and the North American potato industry here at Potato Expo this week. But maybe give a shout out again for your podcast that I'm going to have to start listening to as well.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, first of all, thank you to everyone here at Potato Expo. It's an amazing organization. I'm a big supporter of the industry. So thank you. And it's just a joy to be here. And we're doing it carefully, but it's great to be back out there. If people are interested in food history, it's called Eat My Globe. It's a podcast I do in connection with the Department of History at UCLA. And we look at, each week, we look at an ingredient like potatoes, like beef, like tea, like coffee. Or we look at people. We look at history events. And we just talk about how they impact what we eat today. And like I said, potatoes, even though we think of them as something very simple and something you can pick up very easily from the supermarket, actually has an incredible history going back to the 1500s when they were first brought over from, you know, the Americas to Europe. And so if you go and listen to my first episode on fish and chips, you'll hear that whole history of the potato.
Well, for our friends, make sure and go find that episode. And again, Simon, thank you for joining us here today. And I can't wait to watch your demonstrations and maybe jump up on. They may have to block me from getting on stage from trying.
Lane, I'll save you a bowl.
there we go. I got a microwave in my hotel room too. if I have to save it, if I'm broadcasting. But again, Chef Simon, thank you so much for joining us, and for our friends tuning in or attending Expo this year, thank you for joining us. As always, make sure and subscribe. And thank you to our friends at Syngenta for helping us bring these conversations to you all. I'm Lane Nordlund. Thanks for joining us here on the Eye on Potatoes podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the National Potato Council's Eye on Potatoes podcast with host Lane Nordlund. For more information, visit nationalpotatocouncil.org and make sure to subscribe to the podcast today.